Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The lesson is the gospel. Another one of the parables. Just love parables. I don't know why he did this so often. He did it to confuse, I know that. But why he couldn't have just said it straight instead of doing it by parables, I don't know. So, we have another one. Sower went out to sow seed. We had sowers and seed last week, too, so I guess we do a lot of sowing and seeding and stuff. But at any rate, he sows the seed, wheat seed, apparently. And then the seed comes up. But along with the seed comes up weeds. And so this guy goes to the owner and says, "Hey, I thought you gave me good seed." He said, "I gave you good seed. I get the best I could. The stuff I paid the most for, I gave you." "Well, I put it out like I was supposed to, and it came up, but weeds came up with it." "Why?" He said, "It's simple. The enemy did this. Came along and sowed weeds along with the good stuff. And so I'm stuck with weeds along with the wheat." The servant says, "Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to go out there and pull them all?" He says, "No, if you do that, you'll probably get some of what I want along with it. So just let it sit. Wait till the end. And then when the end comes, we'll be able to tell which is which. Take out the garbage, throw it in the fire, gather the wheat in my barn." So this is the parable of the wheat and the tares, they say. Okay. I guess the one thing that this thing's talking about, and I don't know, there's a lot of people who make understandings of these things, and I didn't read a lot of them. They'd probably disagree with the direction I'll take on this one, but I think the thing is, it's patience. You know, you maybe want to do everything right now and get it all done, everything taken care of. Want to take care of all the weeds, want to get everything out of there, make sure everything's right, make sure everything's always the way it's supposed to be. Never have any question about whether it got done or not, but do it now. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's not the smartest thing to do. That's what the owner told him. If you go out there and you rip them out now, you're going to rip some of the crowd. I'm going to lose some of what was planted that was good along with the weeds. So let them grow together. In the end, we're going to be able to figure it out. But you have to be patient. As I've said before, I attempt to grow a garden. It's a never-ending hassle. It just doesn't get better. No matter what you try, either the weather's bad or I'm feeding a deer. I feed the deer more than anything else. They know exactly where the thing is. One thing I've tried, and I've done it several times, and I've not had a lot of luck with it, is planting beets. Well, this year, I got about a half a dozen sets. I said, "Well, this is good. I can mark them, put them out, and then put the seeds between them. Then I'll know where they are." Well, the sets grew. The seeds didn't. The seeds, when they come up, they make a thing that looks an awful lot like a weed. Or there's a weed that looks an awful lot like the seed. So if I go out there and I rip out all the weeds, I'm going to lose some beets in the process. Because when they're at a certain stage, they look exactly alike. You can't tell the difference. You have to wait. And patience, as my wife will tell you, is not my strong suit. You know, I don't want to wait for it to do it. I want them out of there now. If I'm going to go out there and sweat to get rid of weeds, I'm going to get rid of all of them. Well, if I get rid of all of those, I'm going to lose a chunk of beets in the process. I'm going to not have what I think I ought to have because they look alike. And until they get to a certain level, you can't tell the difference. Well, he says in this parable, this is the way the church is. The seeds are sowed by God, and they're the people who are part of the kingdom. But others get within it. So what do? I guess the bottom line is, the church isn't perfect. Though sometimes when you listen to people, especially when they go to convention and tell each other what a great job they're doing, you find out that they're trying very hard to live with what amounts to a perfection heresy. We're going to be perfect. I don't think anybody can be perfect, and that includes them. But you have to be patient with what's going on. Maybe God isn't finished with us yet. Maybe we're not finished. Maybe we're not ready to be harvested because he's not done with what he's going to do. Not hard to see that things are not the way we want them necessarily, but it's hard to be patient. It's hard to sit still and watch and wonder if we're missing something. Is there something we're not doing that would make a difference? Maybe you just have to be patient and watch. So what's he say going to happen at the end? Well, the end is the judgment. Then God's going to weed it out. Not us, but God. You know, we're not going to do it on whether we think some people are good enough or not, or whether we think they're right or not. God's going to do it. So be patient. He's going to do it in the judgment. At the end, the whole thing is going to be absolutely available to him, and he's going to make the decision. We don't have to, and it's better that we don't. So I guess the bottom line for me in this parable, and I'll admit this one, like some of the other ones, gives me some problems in trying to figure out what to do with it, is we got to be patient. And that's a really tough thing to do, especially if we don't think things are going the way we think they should, or we think we've got a better way to do it, and why doesn't somebody listen to us? Be patient. God's not finished with us yet. Amen. Mm-hmm.